Welcome to this Cognos podcast on performance management for retail. Cognos is the world leader in business intelligence and performance management solutions. And my name is Kelly Allen. In this podcast, we will hear from Bob Smith. Bob is Director of Information and Technology at Moët Hennessy. In his presentation, Bob will discuss how Moët Hennessy uses Cognos Performance Management to communicate strategy through pricing and distributor planning, and how the company leverages store and customer information to present a better picture for sales and marketing teams. Let's listen in.
Moët Hennessy, who are we? Moët Hennessy is the leading importer of luxury super premium wines and spirits. Moët Hennessy is owned by LVMH. LVMH, Louis Vuitton, Moët Hennessy, is the world's largest luxury goods company. Today I'd like to discuss our corporate performance management. Currently we're running SAP version 4.6c. SAP is feeding information into our Oracle data warehouse. Our Oracle data warehouse is sending information off to Cognos Enterprise Planning and to Cognos BI, both ReportNet and PowerPlay Web. Why are we doing all of this, and why do we have this environment created? Well, the company has set a strategy and wants to communicate this strategy through pricing and distributor plans. The strategy then goes into an execution mode with both our distributor partners and with our localized sales, our internal sales team. The first thing I'm going to discuss is the Cognos Enterprise Planning application and how we use that with our pricing application. And here are some of the challenges that we face or have faced. The wines and spirits industry in the United States is broken up into control states and open states. Control states, if you don't know, are government-run states that we have to sell into the government. Open states are an open marketplace. We sell to independent distributors or distribution networks. Our control state sales are extremely complex. The states have very complex calculations that have to be calculated within our application to actually create a retail price. And we actually work backwards to create this retail price based on what we sell into our, what price we sell into our distributorship. So basically what we're doing is we're looking at our own price and margins, our distributor pricing and margins, and then where we think our product should be sold in the retail marketplace. In open states, with control states, there's also extremely tight deadlines that we have to meet. We have to file in control states, and if we miss a filing, we have to wait an additional month to take a price increase within that state. So one of the things that our planning system or our pricing system has allowed us to do is to meet our tight deadlines. With open states are, again, a distribution network. And we're basically working with our distributors not to set price, but to suggest a price that our product should be sold in the retail marketplace. Also, we use this tool to help us better negotiate with our distributors, because now we're understanding what the distributor margin is on our price. So it allows us the opportunity to look better into the distribution network and understand where both the distributor can make more money and Moët Hennessy can make more profit. Both open and control states have phased price increases that differ by mark and by brand, as well as by size within brand. So depending on different times of the month, we're constantly taking price increases. We may be taking a price increase for one brand on March 1st, and within that same brand and a different size or mark, we may be taking a price increase the following month. basically what we do is we're taking pricing information, moving it into our data warehouse, and then pushing it out to Cognos EP. Our users will then go in, our market managers will go in and actually work through the pricing application, which allows them to set price to take a price increase. And then the data will be pushed back to our data warehouse, and then when we get all of our data back at the end of a month, we then load it up into our pricing app, into our SAP application. The next thing I'm going to talk about is our planning and our forecasting application. This is the vehicle that we use to communicate out our plan for the year to our internal sales team. And then in turn, this gets sent down to our, broken down to our distribution networks. But basically what happens here is finance sets a target at the beginning of the year for a brand. And then that brand's target gets broken out within a sales region. And the Cognos EP tool allows us to put in one number and break it all back into region and then into state. Again, allowing our market managers to then go in and adjust their plan month by month accordingly, based on different scenarios going on in that marketplace over the coming year. One of the other things that we face, or one of the other challenges that we face, again, with our control states, as mentioned before, is slightly different. Our sales and our depletions, and a depletion is what a distributor or a control state has depleted from their inventory for that month. But one of the things that we do not have is we have to match our sales and our depletions. Certain control states do not send us back information. So basically, whatever we sell into them, we have to then go out and plan accordingly how they're going to phase their depletions over the year. Again, Cognos Enterprise Planning allows us to phase that for the control states. One of the other challenges that we face is that our sales must be held at a very consistent days in inventory level. One of the things we're trying to do is to minimize the amount of inventory that's out in our distribution network and allow for better planning. In prior years, what we would do is we would load up a distributor, and a distributor might not purchase for the next 3 or 4 months because they were overloaded with product. They might have 120 days or 150 days of inventory. What we're trying to do now is to spread that evenly across the year so we can show just a much more steady sales growth over the year and not these constant peaks and valleys because we were overloading distributors. One of the other things that, or one of the other challenges that we face is the process alone to set targets and then to push those targets down to our market managers was extremely lengthy. It took days, sometimes even weeks. And with some of our successes with Cognos Enterprise Planning for the planning and forecasting application, it has allowed us to cut back the creation of these targets from days and sometimes even weeks to just hours. One of the key successes to this application is the visibility into the status of the plan. Again, upper management wanted to understand what was taking so long. Now, one of the keys to this tool is we can actually monitor our salesmen and understand who is using the tool, when they're using the tool, and hopefully better help them perform this task over the coming months. The other key success factor is the consistency of the plan. If you go back even 2 years ago in 205, most of our plans were on spreadsheets and were coming into a centralized function. And then it would take weeks and months to accumulate this plan from the different sales regions and sales markets. Now we have everything very consistent, locked down in a very centralized location in the tool, and then again pushed to our data warehouse for reporting. The next thing I want to talk about, and I've mentioned briefly, is reporting and our reporting spotlight. One of our more strategic reporting applications is our portfolio brand management. One of the things that we've done recently over the last year or so is we've supplemented the distributor with additional Moët Hennessy people out in the field working with retail accounts and better understanding what is needed in some of our high-end retail accounts. So what our portfolio managers, what they do is they manage the brand awareness at the customer level. And when I say customer level, I don't mean our direct customer, the distributor, more of our indirect customer, the account, the retail account, the liquor store. Well, in this case, it's more the on-premise account, the restaurant, it's the bar, it's the nightclub. We have the ability to go in now and understand what we sell by the glass, as well as what we're selling by the bottle in different high-end accounts. And to us, that's extremely important to understand an account because, of course, selling something by the glass is much more profitable for a retail account. So being able to go out and work with our retail accounts enables us to sell product into an account or to better place a product into account because it allows an account how they can make a higher margin on things, make more money off of a bottle of wine or a bottle of Hennessy cognac. Again, we also, one of the other things that this application has allowed us to do is to better understand what percentage of Moët Hennessy brands are represented in an establishment, as well as versus the competition. And the DI application, this application, both web-based application on our portal and the reporting application, allowed us to capture a level of data that we were not capturing before, which again enables us to better understand our business. Some of our successes and solutions for our portfolio brand management application is that we created a web-based SQL application up on our portal, which allows our our portfolio managers to enter, when they're in an account, enter information into an application and push it back into our data warehouse. Then we took this data and we created some advanced scorecards and reports that show very, very detailed information. Again, information by the bottle, by the glass, what brands are in an account, what specials are we running within an account. So again, it's allowing our internal salespeople to go out to the marketplace, to the retail on-premise account, and really help the account understand why they can be very successful with our brand. One of the other applications that we have rolled out is performance targeting. One of the challenges that we faced with performance targeting is we had a lack of visibility into who was purchasing our brands and where they're purchasing them. And what we did is we actually went out and worked with Zagat to take Zagat information in to our data warehouse and bring it together in a set of reportings which enables us to put the Zagat score for different hotels, for different restaurants, for different nightclubs alongside of our volume, and now we can better understand what type of accounts that we want to target. This score also combined what the average price per meal is, which again with the decor and the type of restaurant all comes together with what we call a Zagat score or Zagat reading. The score is then used to determine high image accounts. This Zagat data was then combined with Moët Hennessy's account sold data, which gives us certain information about the account as well as the volume that we're doing in those accounts. We take this information and actually push this information back to our portfolio management application, which allows us to know what 100 or 200 top accounts, on-premise accounts, restaurants, bars, nightclubs, that we want our portfolio managers to target month in and month out. This score is then overlaid with demographic data, and we basically then take the volume data, the score, and demographic data, and we can basically give a complete picture to who is hitting retail accounts, both in the on-premise but also in the off-premise. Very important in the off-premise for us to understand the consumer who is visiting a certain liquor store or visiting a certain supermarket in certain states or Costco's, and know where they're going, where they're coming from, and how we can better target them at a store level, again, with the Zagat data in some cases on the on-premise and on the off-premise with just store information, which allows us to present a much better picture to both our internal sales teams, our portfolio managers, and our distributors, because our distributors are the ones that are executing for us. And by educating our distributors both on our brands and the consumers in their specific territory allows for better placement in an account. And again, this is all part of information that we're providing to our sales teams as well as our marketing teams. At a detailed level, our information is focused on sales, but at a more summarized level, our information is focused on our marketing and our brand teams. And again, as mentioned, increased brand performance against specific demographics, understanding who the consumer is.
You've been listening to a presentation by Bob Smith, Director of Information and Technology at Moët Hennessy. We hope you've enjoyed this Cognos podcast. For more information about Cognos performance management solutions for retail, please visit our website at www.cognos.com. That's www.cognos.com. I'm Kelly Allen. Thanks for listening.